It's a really good opportunity to explore getting a generational player back to a South Australian club. It doesn't happen often, but there hasn't been many guns, and we're talking guns, that have returned. Like, Wanganeen came back to Port Adelaide. What, premiership. If Gavin Wanganeen doesn't come back to Port Adelaide early days from Essendon, there's no premiership. So this is the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that you may have. And who knows what Jason Horne-Francis is like in 10 years. Is he the next Mark Rashuta? I don't know, but this is an opportunity to absolutely prey on a club that is at its lowest ebb.
Kane Corns, an SEN essay this morning, the moon of Adelaide and the sensing of vulnerability at North Melbourne and how it might be exploited. Sam Edmund, chief footy reporter for Coach Nick. Contact Coach Nick and you may just change your business forever. Hello, Sam.
Morning, Jared. Been a decent 24 hours, but footy clubs, few organisations smell blood in the water like footy clubs, but they would be asking the question anyway. They will ask the question forever, the South Australian clubs, when it comes to Jason Horne-Francis. And who knows how the teenager is feeling about his long-term prospects and what his motivations are and his sense of loyalty and whether he wants to be part of something special at North Melbourne and the satisfaction that comes with that. Like when you speak to Carlton supporters who have stayed the course, players who have stayed the course, and Jacob Wiedering today, you know, you get that added satisfaction with coming through. We've seen it at Melbourne as well. Who knows? He's contracted for next year, Jason Horne-Francis. We know he's put off contract talks. We know he's from South Australia. We know he got into a little bit of trouble for going back there over the Mother's Day weekend. But what happens when they sit down back at the negotiating table at the end of the year remains to be seen. But I think you've got a right to be a little bit concerned if you're a North Melbourne supporter. You have to be at the moment.
And the broader, so I won't ask you to recap it, as people are well aware of the scenarios. Yeah. Your thoughts this morning, Brady Rawlings' interview, as I had my say at the start of the program, as the dust settles at North Melbourne, is there much to add?
Not especially at the moment. Other than that, dust might take a significant time to settle when you have three members of your recruiting team all walk out with the job, you know, all ahead of them. Let's be honest, two drafts into a four-draft rebuild at a minimum. So many big list management and recruiting decisions to make there over the not-too-distant future. And I just keep coming back to someone like, you know, Mark Finnegan, who was part of the furniture at North Melbourne, and had offers like this many times in the past and had chosen to rebuff them. And when it came time to inform the North Melbourne hierarchy that this offer from Hawthorn was on the table and they weren't keen to match it, never looked like matching it, that broke his heart, that he was as jaded as anyone at the club. He had his issues there. But the offer came, and when it wasn't matched by North Melbourne, he left. So he's as heartbroken as anyone at the moment as the way that it's all panned out at North Melbourne, where the issues do relate to staff as much as they do to players.
You've been out to Witten Oval, so yeah. Luke Beveridge, as we well know, in the aftermath of Saturday, floated the idea that Aaron Norton had been treated in a way that had caught his eye, and he said he would go back and have a closer look and firm up his ideas rather than shooting from the hip.
I don't want to be too cheeky with this, Jared, but I don't think I've seen a moonwalk backwards like this since MJ was in his prime, because it was such a bizarre press conference out there at the Witten Oval today where, don't worry, if he was a bit close to the flame at Ballarat on the weekend, he stepped well back. He was freezing cold. He was that far away from the flame, Luke Beveridge. And we'll play the audio in a moment. I think what is clear, if we can cut through it all, and there's media strategies at play here, is that he was coaching from the boundary line. He wasn't privy to his normal view. He's been doing that for a couple of weeks. He wasn't privy to the replays that he would get in the box. And he said a little bit without saying everything, and what he suspected didn't come to pass when he went back and watched the vision. So, no, there's been no approach to AFL House, no seeking clarification, unsurprisingly, but he said just enough. And this is how he tried to explain it at the Witten Oval, Luke Beveridge, today.
My thoughts on the day I didn't really express. I think I used the word careful. Anna had asked me a couple of questions around Aaron's day and how it transpired. And, in the last couple of weeks, I've coached from the boundary and, whether Aaron had dropped off or ball movement or whether or not, you know, he was defended in a better or different way, I wasn't totally sure. So I didn't really say anything.
You alluded to something, though, perhaps something nefarious happening from the Gold Coast perspective. Is that fair?
Well, it depends what your interpretation is of what I alluded to. I mean, I've got two rules in a press conference. The number one rule is never throw your own players under the bus. And so when I say, I need to be careful, I need to make sure that I look after Aaron, number one. That's my absolute number one intention. And number two is always give credit to our people when we're winning, who are giving extraordinary contributions and support for our players. And they're the two rules I live by. So, obviously there's been some commentary around it, but it's all based on what your interpretation is of what I said. So, and I didn't really say anything.
Dr. Seuss had nothing on that, Jared. Nothing. So that's the explanation. Tim English just quickly recovered from illness, as has Taylor Duray. Cody Waitman, a really good chance to return from a broken collarbone after missing only two games. And constant rain in Perth, no captain's run. They can't get onto Optus Stadium. They've been banned from doing that, the Western Bulldogs. They're going to wind the clock back and have a run around on the Wacker, if you don't mind, Jared, like teams from yesteryear. So a lot of heavy rain over there in Perth.
Anything else you want to cover off?
We better save it. I know you're hard up for time. Right. Lots of press conference today. Lots of changes across the comp, but we'll get into that with Dwayne Russell later midday.
All right. We'll listen to you then. Thanks Sam. Dude.